I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Friday. It is May 8th. We're here at 6:08. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
EMCs, good morning to you. Temperatures ranging from the 50s to the low 60s. Chance of thunderstorms. Shouldn't be anything too severe, but lots of rain and rumbles of thunder expected. I need to look at tomorrow's forecast. Going to that Zach Bryan show. We have the Guardians in town.
It is a busy weekend in downtown Cleveland.
I can't wait anything to happening at Playhouse Square, House of Blues, any of these other things that are happening.
I didn't even look all that up. We should look that up and see, because it's already, it's going to be busy. Get here early and take some cash with you for parking.
At least if you wanted to, and I've said this before, and I've lived in Mentor from Akron originally. I lived in Tremont and downtown for several years. I've been in Mentor for about 12 years now. And at least from the west side, you can take the rapid.
I know.
I don't really have any idea. I mean, do I have to go to Little Italy to get? I'm not trying to be funny. I have no idea. If I wanted to park and ride, because it's only $5 all day long on the rapid, where would I go? Where do you get the rapid?
I don't know, but it feels like Little Italy would be awfully like deep in the city to get it.
I don't think it's a play.
Also, I don't think you should be walking that far from where the rapid drops you off at the stadium. You're back. I have a lot of concerns about you going to this show tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a lot of.
And it's going to be, I mean, that's at Huntington Bank Field, there's going to be a bajillion people there. Can someone drop you off?
I'm probably going to have that happen, because even from St. Clair and 9th and walking down, like we probably all walk to Browns games or whatever it might be.
That's too far. That is a haul.
You can't even park in the garage
on 9th and walk over there.
Yeah.
Even the Science Center garage. You need drops at the door.
Yeah,
and how high up are your seats?
Oh, we got nosebleeds.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm worried.
See, once I get into the stadium, I'm what's called a snack-driven man, which means when I know that there's snacks on the other end of the journey, my back starts to feel a little better.
All of a sudden, you're fine.
So maybe the key is, for a bad back, eat more snacks.
There you go.
Maybe that's it. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I had a Pizookie yesterday. Mm-hmm. Snack driven.
How was it?
Great.
What flavor?
Hold on.
I had something yesterday too I want to tell you about.
Oh yeah. Can I show you this?
Yeah.
We'll get to the guests.
Yeah. Oh my God. Is that like a creme brulee of some sort? Is that
like
caramel?
It's like a Biscoff.
Oh, cake, I see the Biscoff.
Cake batter. It was.
That looks heavenly.
I might not even eat today. I had so much. Flip to the next picture.
Do you share that with people? Or you? What is that? Ribs?
It was a rib special.
The largest rib I've ever seen in life.
The rib went from the bar to the door.
That looks delicious.
I could only eat part of it. I'd take the rest home.
I would eat all of that Biscoff Pizookie.
It's new. I had my time with it. Everybody at the table is looking at me to hurry up. I said, don't you rush me.
Snack-driven man. There you go.
The snack-driven man.
That is your new nickname.
Enough about that. Dead guy in an envelope. How do we play this game? How does it work?
He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. It's so strange. We don't know the answer, because it could be any dead guy in the world.
Jen, if you read between the lines, it's a great game. She's excited. Mm-hmm. All right, 216-343-1021. EMCs, we need your guests. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning, Jim and Jen. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So was the thing that you tried, Jen, was it good that we're talking about next, mid, or what? I know you don't want to reveal it yet.
You know, I didn't love it. I was very excited to try it because I heard a lot about it, and this is a very trendy thing to try right now, and I didn't. I love the place I got it.
Okay.
I do. But this was not for me.
Okay, so we'll get to that next. We would love your guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope and has been in there for a couple of months. Release the name from the envelope. What is your guess?
I'm going to go with Sammy Davis Jr.
Not Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, not Sammy Davis. Sammy Davis Jr. We appreciate the guess. What in the world is Jen talking about? What did she try? That's next. So what did you try? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
I tried the Dunkin' Dirty Soda.
Oh. Dirty Soda. I am so intrigued about dirty soda, and I haven't tried it yet.
I tried a dirty soda once at Top Golf. Nate, my husband Nate, had ordered it. I tasted it, had like something coconut in it, and I don't even like coconut. I thought it was really good, so I was like, "Oh, cool! Dunkin' has one. I'm going to try it." I think dirty soda is a loose term because the one he had there was very different than this one. It here's what's in it: Pepsi, yum. Dunkin' Signature coffee milk, yum. Okay. Topped with sweet cold foam, yum. Three separate items, delicious. Turns out when you blend this together, maybe not the most delicious combination for my taste. So here's how they explain it: as a creamy caffeinated twist on the popular soda trend. And when I went up to the, I went through the drive-thru and I said, I'll have the dirty soda. The lady said, okay. I said, do I need to customize that in any way? Like, do you order a dirty soda with coconut? Do you order it with hazelnut? I didn't know what. She's like, nope, you just order it as is. And it came out, it is a white beverage. Like, it is a light, and I love a lot of cream in my coffee.
So you put no coffee. It is a right. Mug of cream.
Big fan. So I was like, okay, I think I might like this. And I took my first sip, and it's like the amount of carbonation in it, it's like if your foot gently fell asleep. Like just a tiny, gentle little bit of carbonation at the bottom, and then a lot of cream, and then a coffee flavor.
It's the second time we've made a foot reference to a drink in the past 2 days.
That is trouble.
Yeah, I just thought of that.
I will say this, though. I brought it home with me, and Nate drank the whole thing.
I'm very curious. I would love to talk to somebody else, because then I also have I've never tried it. Every single bit of it sounds great, like you just described, and I haven't yet. It just seems like something that I would really, really enjoy. If you had a dirty soda, whether it was at Dunkin' or I think McDonald's. Actually, I saw this one.
I think they have those now.
And various other places. Maybe you're a big fan, EMCs, or maybe you agree with Jen. 216-343-1021. We're at 622. Guess what? It's Friday. This is breaking news. I was not even going to bring her in because I figured it was a big old no. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. You were talking about dirty soda and, right?
I didn't love it. I tried the one at Dunkin'. I didn't love it.
That's fine.
I love Dunkin' a lot.
Of course.
A lot of things at Dunkin'. That just wasn't for. I expected it to be more soda forward. It was more cream and coffee forward.
So there's no way Producer Stevie's going to get on this conversation. Producer Stevie, what do you think of him?
I love dirty soda.
That is stunning.
I was like, you know, I'm going to bring Producer Stevie and talk about it. And, you know, your door was shut. I was like, nah, she's not. There's no way she's going to be on this. You open the door. I love him. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. I know.
You got to get Dr. Pepper, lime, coconut, and cream.
I'm writing that down.
All right.
Because I haven't had one yet.
Where do I go get that? So you got to find
Sonic
it somewhere.
Has it.
I feel like that's, I mentioned Nate had one at Top Golf that was really, I think that's what it was.
Yeah,
it was that kind of combination. And I'm not like a Dr. Pepper, lime, or coconut person, but it was delicious.
It works together.
Yeah, it really did. It worked well.
One more time, Dr. Pepper, lime, and cream. Is that it? Or
and
something?
Coconut.
Coconut, that was it.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like a coconut cream at some places.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you. We'll get to the three things you need to know coming up here.
All right. You know I don't like this. I mean, I like it, but I don't. They're opening the lower level of the Veterans Memorial Bridge.
Why don't you like it?
It's very heavy.
Very heavy.
Feels very heavy for all those cars to be driving over that. And
what do you
all
think
those
of rooftop pools?
People.
What do you think of rooftop pools?
Oh, my God. Especially when they're like infinity. Oh, it's so heavy. Why is there?
What else is
so
there? Anything else that's too heavy?
It freaks me out. Planes are too heavy.
Planes are heavy.
But you know what doesn't?
You get on cruises all the time. They're just on a little dot of the boats in the water.
But they're floating. They're floating. They're fine.
What about the pool on the boat?
It feels heavy, but you're okay. You're okay. It could, like, you'll fall in the water. You're okay.
They got a lot of hot tubs over there.
They do. I don't know why it doesn't bother me on the boat, but anything on like a sturdy land.
It's a fear of heavy.
It's a fear of heavy. I hate it. But this is cool for people who like heavy things, and that's in 60 seconds. Solon's at 44 degrees. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. The lower level of the Veterans Memorial Bridge reopening for free public tours this summer. This is part of Cuyahoga County's America 250 celebration. Happens on June 27th from 10 to 5. Breeze Airways launching a new nonstop flight from Akron, Canton to Savannah, just in time for the direct, non-direct flight I took there at the beginning of April. To Savannah, the flights will be twice weekly, begin this week, Sundays and Thursdays. Intro fares start at $64 one way. Former Cleveland Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel trying something new. Boxing. He'll be boxing May 23rd at UFC Apex in Las Vegas.
In case you missed it, make sure you leave a comment. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite, specifically Jen and Tim Show on Facebook. We want the lowdown. Jen's going to weigh in on this too. Moms, what do you want for Mother's Day? Like the real, like what do you really want? You're going to smile with the flowers. Maybe flowers is the right answer.
That's lovely.
Or the candy or the chocolate covered strawberry, whatever it is. We want to know what you really want for Mother's Day. That's at 7:10. Then you want left alone on Mother's Day.
I feel like that's a common
response. Solo cruise. What do you want?
Ooh, I didn't imagine even that. Think of that. Can you get that? That feels awfully fancy.
That would be.
That feels like a lot.
Did you see? She almost dropped her glasses.
I was like, right, what?
Okay. Oh, whatever. Put it up. I think it's a great thing. We ask you all the time. What do you want for Mother's Day? And we, you know, as either dads or sons or daughters or what, a lot of times we're guessing. Not gonna lie. A lot of times we're guessing. This is your chance to let us know.
I feel like there's a lot of non-tangible answers in there.
Yes, it's great. I think
that is also
fantastic.
My answer.
Is it okay?
I asked for something very specific.
Yeah. So we're almost at 100 comments. Keep them coming. We will read these things at 7:10. Stevie, what do we have for Stevie on the socials today?
Well, there's a rumor going around social media that there is, it's kind of like a challenge that it's impossible to do. So people are trying it out. It seems like it works sometimes and doesn't others. I think eventually we should try this out, but I'm going to explain what it is. And it could cost a lot of money in the end.
Oh boy, yikes. That's next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There's this rumor going around on social media, and a lot of people are trying it out. The rumor is that you cannot crack an egg with your bicep. So you take the egg and you put it kind of like in the crease of your arm, and then you go like, you know, you kind of like crack it, and it won't ever crack. And I've seen so many people do this. There's been a lot of, you know how you always see like sports teams and they have like their social media person like asking them questions, doing those like interviews as they're leaving places. I see those all the time. They'll be doing that, like giving them an egg and being like, can you crack this with your bicep? And they're like in their uniform, like trying to crack it. Some can, a lot of people can't, because it's like the way, it's not necessarily the muscle. It's just like the way your arm moves. Like it doesn't bend in a good way to crack it.
It's not about the positioning of the egg.
It's got to
be in the arm crease, right? Like right there.
Yeah, they can't get it right in their crease.
You just can't get enough power there, kind of like, to like actually smash that. Sounds like a Try It Thursday for Jen next week.
No, I was just going to say, it feels like a real Try It Thursday for you, or even right now. Does JJ have eggs?
You probably can buy a solo egg from JJ.
You can
buy one sleeve of crackers. You could probably buy one.
Go get an egg. Go get one.
I can't do it in the air. I'll try it.
I saw some sports teams doing it, and they were like, this is an expensive challenge. Getting everybody do it, keep trying.
Oh, a lot of eggs.
A lot of eggs.
And massive muscles. And you think that they'd be able to break that thing, and they have issues.
Did any of them break it?
So I've seen some do it, but I've seen some where it just looks physically impossible. I think it's just all in the way of where your muscle meets your bend.
Anybody? I would read that book. Where the muscle meets the bend.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if any of us can do it, maybe.
Yeah. Jen's going to try it next. No, maybe not. If anybody's tried this with any success, that would be great. 216-343-1021. I guess we'll go downstairs at some point and grab an egg.
Yes.
All right. It's Star 102.
Solon is today's Star City at 44 degrees. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Busy weekend in downtown Cleveland. So tomorrow afternoon, the Cavs play the Pistons at Rocket Arena. That's at 3 o'clock. Zach Bryan plays Huntington Bank Field tomorrow night. Plus, the Guardians have a three-game series against the Twins. There's a game tonight. There's a game tomorrow at 6:10. Then there's a game Sunday at 1:40.
That's not it. Michelle, thank you for the DM. Hey, good morning, Jen and Tim. I also want to let you know that Cleveland State has their commencement tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
At the Wolstein?
Parking is going to be a nightmare. Yeah, it'll be there. Also, I wanted to say congratulations to my daughter, Lizzie, who is graduating Cleveland State tomorrow. Way to go, girl.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Lizzie. And congratulations, Lizzie. That is a
first
step into, you know, whatever you want to do, you know, for the rest of your life. That's awesome. Congratulations. That's a big, big deal.
That is wonderful. That is, it is going to be, it's going to be a lot to park downtown tomorrow.
I'll be down here. I'll be fighting the traffic.
You need to do like live reports for us.
I probably will.
Yeah, you need to let us know. And I can't wait to see how you park and how much you pay.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be in a lot of areas. I bet it's going to be a $50 bill.
At least.
Yeah.
At least. Tomorrow, Cedar Point opens for the season. If you're headed to the park, you'll notice a big traffic change. There's a new roundabout at Cleveland Road and Cedar Point Drive. Officially opened yesterday. There is still construction nearby, but they're saying major traffic delays are not expected. Cleveland Metro Parks just secured another $1.1 million in federal funding for the massive Cheers Lakefront project on the east side. The long-term plan would create new parkland, wetlands, trails, and shoreline fishing areas using recycled sediment from the Cuyahoga River. Construction could begin as early as 2028.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. It is Friday. Sunday is Mother's Day, so a happy early Mother's Day to all of the moms that listen. And we really appreciate everything you do. Happy early Mother's Day to my mom and your mom and my wife and Jen. And let's get down to business. We asked you this on social media, and we certainly hope that you commented. If not, you can do it now. Moms, what do you want for Mother's Day? It seems like a simple question, but it's something you're probably asked all the time, and we want you to tell us what you really want.
There are a lot of great comments, a lot of variety in the comments, too. I want to tell you what I asked for two things for Mother's Day, not like physical gifts. Here's the two things I want. I want to wake up to a clean house. And I don't mean a clean house like we straightened up. I mean like we're having a party that day and every single room is clean. Like if you walked into my house, I would feel comfortable with you going to any room in the entire place.
That's a good one.
I want to wake up to a clean house. That's number one.
Like royalty was coming in to visit the house.
Like it's like every piece of clutter is put away, all the shoes that are strewn about my first floor at all times of any day. All the shoes I need a shoe guy. I need the shoe guy to put them all away.
Noah's going to turn into a cobbler.
Yeah. Get them all. I don't want any shoes strewn. I don't want laundry baskets in the laundry room. I want everything done.
Okay.
That doesn't mean all the laundry has to be done.
No.
That would be a nice addition. I just want to wake up and not think, oh my gosh, I have to straighten up. I have to vacuum. I have to wipe the counters. I have to do that.
All right, so that's number one. What's another one?
Number two, I don't want to cook any meals. I don't want to cook a single meal that day. I don't want it to be like, oh, we're going to brunch, so you'll cook dinner. No, And also, I don't want to go to brunch. I want to be home. I want to relax. I don't want to cook a meal. I want to enjoy my clean house. I want to put on my Scentsy, light a candle, and I don't know what I'm going to do for the day. I might watch a show. I might play on my phone. I might take a walk with my dog. I don't know. But you guys go do what you do. Have fun.
We have a bunch of comments to get to. Moms, if you are listening, 216, and you are, and we appreciate it, 216-343-1021. We need you to add to the list. So wake up to a clean house, and then that wimpy cleaning, and then no cooking for the entire day. We need to add to the list. Moms, come on. What do you want? Mother's Day is 2 days away. Moms, what do you want for Mother's Day at Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite?
We got a great variety of comments. Megan says, I'm a size 40-ounce orange Stanley tumbler. I love it. She said, but really, I just want to chill for the day with mimosas for breakfast and Chipotle brought to me for dinner.
Oh,
Sounds lovely.
That is a day. Did she say burrito? Did she say bowl or burrito?
She didn't say.
Burrito bowl?
Yeah. She didn't say what she
You can't go wrong with Chipotle.
No, you really cannot.
I'm there all the time.
Gabby says a gift certificate for a mani-pedi or a massage. Mama's body hurts from carrying the weight of the world.
I bet it does.
Mm-hmm. Karen says a maid, please. Does that mean if you get a maid on Mother's Day, they stay? Or is it just that day?
Because it depends on how it works out.
I know.
I was going to say, if you win that trip to
Jamaica.
Oh, I was going to say, no, you're good. I apologize. I said, if you win that trip to Jamaica, there is a massage on site.
Right.
You know,
all of that included. How about a trip to Jamaica? Can you ask for that for Mother's Day? Is that too? Brittany says, don't ask me for anything. Angie says to not have to decide what's for dinner. And Angie, this speaks to me so much. It's not even the cooking of the dinner sometimes. It's just having to be the person that decides what we're having every single day. And every day, everyone wants to keep eating. Like, they need to eat every day. Every day, more food. What are we cooking tonight? What's tonight? It's so much.
So your two things, and mm-hmm. we're going to get to more comments, please. And once again, 216-343-1021. Will your wake up and the house is super clean, not just a regular cleaning, you know, basically, I don't say pristine, but like you mentioned, you know, not just everything's kind of moved into place where they should be.
To the point where if someone came to my house, I would be comfortable with them walking into any room and not feel like it's messy at all.
So that, and also no cooking. Will that happen on Sunday? Will those two things happen? You know what? I'm just going to move on.
It will. I don't know that the cleaning will be to my standard,
right.
But it'll be close.
Okay.
Will the boys' bedrooms be cleaned? Will the laundry be put away in their rooms?
Moms, maybe you drop the kids off at school. Let's talk. 216-343-1021. What do you want for Mother's Day? Your calls, your comments are 3 minutes away. Amy Wilson, thank you for the DM. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. She says, well, I have to be at baseball. Talking about what do you want for Mother's Day.
Yes.
I want Mother Nature to be kind once this season. Can that possibly happen?
Oh, it's been terrible.
And then she also wants a clean car after baseball. That would be pretty.
Oh,
be pretty
that's
cool.
Like the
inside and out, the interior, because we're all coming off that winter. You got like junk and salt and everything all over your mats. That would be pretty sweet.
And that powdery dust from the baseball
field.
What's that powdery dust
that's what
called?
It's called?
I don't know.
Dust.
But it's like an orange, like what it is.
The orange powdery dust.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
It's the worst.
It is.
It's currently in the back seat of my car on the floor.
Is it just dirt? Is it painted dirt? What is the orange powdery dust?
You know, the powdery, like a baseball field dust.
Yeah. Oh, the baseball dust. I get it. Trust me. That's what
I feel like, is it called something?
I don't think it's called something. I think it's orange powdery baseball dust.
Well, that's what it is.
There you go.
And it's terrible. And it gets on their pants. And then if the kids slide, I'm like, God, I just washed your pants.
Yeah. You're glad they slid because they're probably safe or at least making an attempt.
Right. But it's like, God, the knees.
Yep. You know what? We're going down a wrong path. We're going down an entirely wrong path.
Sorry.
We need to know what you want for Mother's Day. Like, when people are reading these comments, they want to know what you want to know. You talked about it earlier. Clean house, like a nice clean house, and don't bother me with any cooking. Leave me alone.
No cooking. There are some great ideas if you don't know what you want. Like Becky says, she wants her grown kids to walk through the front door without knocking, hit the fridge, grab whatever looks good, plop down on the couch, and fill me in on what's been going on in their lives. That's so cute.
Well, it does happen because it's funny with that mention because, you know, I have two stepsons that are now 20 and 18 and my daughter is 11. And I was just I was sitting down at dinner the other day. And I told my wife, I said, this used to be a full table.
Oh, and it's so
quiet
now.
We used to see those kiddos, you know, one lives downtown. One's just so busy doing concrete and everything that I don't really see them that much. And then if you have my daughter like that, it is pretty, it happens pretty fast. You know what I mean? Where you're just, they are driving. They are not around. So I get the chaos. We talk about that, like embracing the chaos. You probably think, you know, I think to myself, I have a neighbor down that lives a couple houses down that has three kids, I think under the age of, I don't know, 5 or 6 or whatever. And right now you're probably thinking to yourself, like, I need to relax. And you do. That's a lot of work. But when you look back, you'll think, man, that was a really good time, and that was a lot of work. So I understand that.
Of course. One more. Christine says a hotel night away by herself with endless wine, snacks, and my book.
Ooh!
That sounds lovely.
Wine, snacks, and a book.
I would like it in the daytime, but yeah.
Yeah, would matinee.
I would matinee
my
hotel.
You'd have to check in early.
Right.
Oh, here we go.
Can I get a 10 a.m. check-in to enjoy this hotel all day?
Hey, we're getting to three things. Quickly tell everybody what time matinee you wanted to see the movie.
I want to see Michael. I haven't seen it yet. I wanted to go there. It's available at 9 a.m.
tomorrow. 9 a.m. for a movie?
Stevie even judged me on that one.
She did.
I'm not allowed. Nate won't let me.
Yeah.
So we're going at 10:50.
Good call. Come on now.
10:50. Oh, he says that's
sleep
better.
It in?
I know, right?
9 a.m. Why do you even have that available?
I'm not even embarrassed. I'm really not. We have one of our own, one of our Jen and Tim Show family members who could become America's favorite teacher. And she needs our help.
I love so much that she reached out to us. I love that she could win this thing, but she needs the Jen and Tim Show family to help. Karen is going to be joining us coming up in 4 minutes. Karen needs your votes. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Karen Sunderbelt, who is a member of the Jen and Tim Show family, teaches the 6th and 7th grade gifted ELA at Harmon Middle School. So, Karen, what's going on? This is a big deal.
I'm part of this America's Favorite Teacher contest, and it's a pretty awesome experience. However, you have to be the first person, the top of the leaderboard, every week until May 21st. So I really need some votes. I just was able to squeak by last night in the quarterfinals. So then this week begins the semifinals, and then I think there's one more week after that. So it would be an incredible opportunity for our school because Bill Nye, the science guy, gets to come for an assembly, and that would just blow everybody away. And Reader's Digest does an article on the teacher, which would be pretty poignant for me because my dad used to always get me a yearly subscription to Reader's Digest, and I would do some things with it in school with their, word power. We would do vocabulary quiz show, things like that. But my dad recently passed, and so I feel like he's kind of got a hand in this if it happens, because there's a lot of awesome teachers in the contest. Teachers would also get, this is crazy, but $25,000 and a trip to Hawaii, which would be awesome as well.
Well, number one, congratulations. This is awesome. Number two, tell us, at what school do you teach?
So I teach at Aurora, in Aurora District. I teach at Harmon Middle School. I teach 6th and 7th grade a gifted English class, which is awesome because I get the students for 2 years in a row, so we really become family. And then
do you get the 6-7 a lot?
Oh, my.
Oh, it's right there. Jen writes itself.
Oh, my goodness.
She teaches 6-7. Did you just hear that?
Oh, my. Your daughter is going to be so mad at you right now.
Exactly.
Well, you are great, Karen. So how do we vote? We need to know. That's coming up next. Karen needs your votes. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Karen Sunderbelt, who is a member of the Jen and Tim Show family, teaches the 6th and 7th grade gifted ELA at Harmon Middle School. So once again, how do we vote? We need to vote. We will get a link out there. People are listening now. We, you know, other Jen and Tim Show family members, if you will, and that's what we are here when we listen to the show. Support other members of the show. How do we vote?
So there'll be a link that you probably have that you can post through America's Favorite Teacher, Karen Sunderhaft, my name's at the end of it. Then people can vote once a day, every day. Then there are people who actually buy some votes sometimes through, which is a donation to the Planetary Society, which helped to put Artemis passing around the moon. So that's a great organization to support because, of course, Bill Nye, the science guy, is involved. So that's how you vote. But I would just love the, you know, vote a day from anybody who's feels that they could support me. There's a lot I've done over the years with my students that we do a lot of fun things and a lot of things in the community to make a difference. And I'm really touched by their support back because I feel like when I have a student come by my room and he's like, Mrs. Sunderhaft, I voted for you today. And I'm like, oh, that just means that he feels that I've supported him in some way. And I'm so, so touched and grateful for that vote of confidence.
That's some good karma.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Karen, we are getting the link posted right now on all of our social media pages.
So,
the Jen and Tim Show family shows up for our own. So let's get those votes in there for you.
I'm really grateful. You just blew me away. Thanks so much for everything. Thanks for being so much fun in the mornings and just thanks for including me in the family. I'm really grateful to be a part of it.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.